And, Coach, you told me yesterday, and you said this a lot of times, you knew this doubleheader would be pretty even across the board. Well, you win one by a run, you lose one by a run.
It was a fun game.
Yeah.
We can't throw the ball around. That's really what happened, honestly, is us just throwing the ball around the yard a little bit. And, I've been preaching all season about we got to hit our cuts. And, a team that is very aggressive on the base running, they're going to take advantage of those errors. And they definitely showed, I just hope that these girls take this to heart, that when you throw the ball around, some teams like this are going to take advantage of it.
A team like Liberal, I think this is probably the right time to play them it gets you refocused as you make it to the big stretch coming up in May.
Exactly. I mean, that's even what my seniors just said just now in our little huddle is I'm glad we're playing teams like this now. It's only going to make us better. And, I told them that this is what regionals are going to be like. You know, we've been playing really well against our league teams this season. But, at the end of the season, everybody's better towards the end of towards the end. And that's exactly what our games are going to be like. We hit, they hit. And we're not always going to win our games by 10 or 15.
Yeah.
I'm glad we were able to split with Liberal.
Cheyenne Kramer, that's a lot of pitches today. 284 pitches combined in the doubleheader. And, that's moments like this today where you're going to have to use a lot of pitches in two games and regionals coming up here in a few weeks if you guys are afforded that opportunity.
Exactly. I really felt like that second game also, I feel like Cheyenne started pitching really, really well and getting some Ks. And, her and Tori were working really well together. She pitched really, really well. I can't be happier with her performance. And, she's strong. And, she proved it today. I don't think she ever slowed down her speed at all. So,
yeah. Well, I mean – Well, you get to the 16th game of the year, and I know it's you never want to lose, but this is a tough one to drop. But I think you have to feel pretty happy where you are, guys are at with this team here in this juncture of the year, playing 10-inning softball, playing 17 innings today. And I know it's probably a good time here for a little bit of a breather.
I just can't be happier with what we did today. It's frustrating to lose, but it's only good. We're gonna now we really do know what we really need to work on. We threw the ball around a little bit, and we shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
But you know what? We really haven't had that many base runners to be able to do that with.
Yeah.
And we should have cleaned that up a little bit. We'll be able to do that this week. For having nobody playing, so. It's going to be a good week to prepare for Houghton, but also prepare for regionals.
And just a gutsy performance by your team today. There, that's a lot of softball in 17 innings and about 4.5 hours of play there. But it's a special day as well for your seniors here on Senior Day.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I honestly feel like we hit the ball really well. I don't think there's very many strikeouts, and we didn't have too many pop-ups. We had a few, but honestly, we were able to get some line drives, but they were playing our team so deep.
Mm-hmm.
They must know about us.
right.
So we were hitting the ball so well. So we just kind of had a case of the Adams where you hit right at them. So, these seniors, they've done so well, and, they couldn't have asked for a better group, and hopefully we'll continue with this good juju and on to regionals.
Yep, 12 days until Houghton and then regionals the following week here. Coach Aaron Myers joining us here. Good day for you guys today, and thanks again for joining me here, and talk to you here in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Adam.